Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
Good morning, welcome. Chapter 9, verse 1 in the book of Numbers. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe. This is a very special portion, the portion of Pesach Sheni, the makeup day for the Paschal sacrifices. And there are many lessons we learn from this portion, especially the famous lesson taught by the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok Schneerson, a blessed memory. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe. God spoke to Moshe b'midbar Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai, in the desert. When did this take place? Bashona Hashenis, year 2. What's year 2? Year 1 is 2448, the year of the Exodus. Year 2 would be 2449. Let's say some, marking year 2 since the Exodus, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, of or from the land of Egypt. Bachodesh Harishon, in the first month, Lamor, so it was Nisan 2449. And this is interesting, says Rashi, Bachodesh Harishon, here this portion marks the date that it takes place in the month of Nisan, the first month. Yet we find that Parsha, the portion, Sheberosh HaSefer, at the very beginning of this book, the book of Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, begins with God spoke to Moshe, Bamidbar Sinai, chapter 1, verse 1, Be'echod l'chodesh hasheni, first day of the second month. So here, three portions later, in the middle of Baloscha, we're moving backwards in time. That's not very good. You know, if you move backwards, you never get there. So, Parsha Shebereish HaSefer LeNemra Adir, the portion which the book of Numbers begins with, wasn't said until the month of Iyar, month 2. Yet this portion is being said month 1. Before that, Lamadato, this is one of the classic examples from where we learn She'ein Seder Mugdam U'Me'ucher BaTorah, that there is no necessary chronological order in the Torah. Why? Because the Torah is not a history book. History goes in order. Good morning. Welcome. The Torah is a book of teaching. That's the way the teaching goes. Now, that's nice, but V'lama Le'Pasach B'Zeh, what is the reason why the Torah doesn't open with this story? Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if the book of Numbers began with this story? The answer is yes. Mipnei, because Shuganusun Shel Yisrael, because this story suggests within it some stuff that is not complementary to the Jewish people. Why? Because this is all about a paschal sacrifice in the desert. The fact is that Shekol Arboim Shona, that all of the 40 years in the desert, Shehayu Yisrael Bamidbar, which the Jewish people stayed, tarried, wandered in the desert, Lo Hikrivu Ela Pesach Ze Bilvad, this was the only paschal sacrifice they brought. And that's not a compliment, because the Jewish people perhaps should have brought a paschal sacrifice every year. The fact that they didn't bring a paschal sacrifice every year, and this was the only paschal sacrifice they brought, is not a compliment. And here, immediately, the commentators start commenting, what's going on here? Why didn't they bring a paschal sacrifice during the other years? The answer is, because the number one criteria, the number one condition, precondition, of bringing a paschal sacrifice is that you have to be circumcised. And the Jewish people did not circumcise their children in the desert past this time. Why? Because once the sin of the golden calf took place, once the sin of the spies took place, and the Jewish people were punished, that they had to wander in the desert for 40 years or for 39 years, they were unable to circumcise their children because the conditions were not such that they could be sure that they would properly recover because it was not a divine atmosphere. The blessings were not there. There was a particular wind that blew from the north, which was problematic, all because the Jewish people had angered Hashem. So therefore, because they didn't circumcise their children, they were unable to bring the Paschal sacrifice. And because they were unable to bring the Paschal sacrifice, this is not a compliment. So now the question is asked, well, in that case, it wasn't their fault. They weren't able to bring the Paschal sacrifice. Why is that not complimentary? The answer is because the whole story is not a complimentary one. The reason they couldn't bring the Paschal sacrifice is because they couldn't circumcise them, their children. Why couldn't they circumcise their children? Because they sinned with the spies and with the golden calf. It was not a good time for the period in which the Jewish people wandered in the desert. That period was not a very good time, in fact. None of the writings in the Torah tell us about that period. There are like 39 or 38 and a half dark years. We read in the Torah about the first year, a little bit into the second year, then we go into the 40th year. There's nothing about the 38 and a half middle years other than a quick recount of the fact that they journeyed from here to there and so on and so forth. These were dark years in which we don't know anything other than they survived. So, going back to the subject matter at hand, therefore, the Torah does not open the book of Numbers with this story, because being that this is the only Paschal sacrifice the Jewish people brought to the desert, it's not a compliment to the Jewish people. Verse 2, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael es ha-posach b'mo'ado. The Jewish people should offer the Paschal sacrifice in its regular time. What's its regular time? The 14th day of the month of Nisan. As he says in verse 3, let's look first, Rashi, verse 2, b'mo'ado, af b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, b'mo'ado, af b'tumah, even if the entire Jewish people become impure, they still have to bring the Paschal sacrifice in a state of impurity, just as they have to bring it on Shabbos if the 14th of Nisan falls on a Shabbos. Now we go to verse 3, when is the time? Bar bo asur yom, on the 14th day, b'chodesh hazeh of this month, Nisan, bein ha'arbayim, towards evening, ta'asu eisa, you shall make it, b'mo'ado, in its appointed season, k'chol chukeisa v'chol mishpotav, ta'asu eisa, according to all the statutes and according to all the rules, you should bring it. Rashi, k'chol chukesev, elu mitzvah shebegufei. These are the mitzvahs which encompass the body. Seh, it has to be a lamb. Tomim, it has to be without defect. Zachar, it has to be male. Ben Shana, 1 year old. K'chol mishpatav, elu mitzvah shalgufei. These are commandments upon its body. Mimakom achar, from elsewhere, k'gain. Shivas yam l'matzah, the 7 days of matzah, because it's Pesach. Ulebir chametz, you can't bring the Paschal sacrifice unless you first remove the chametz, and so on and so forth. So, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, that's when they bring it. There's a Balaturim here on verse 2. Bimmo'ado, says the Balaturim, Bimmo'ado has an extra vav. It didn't have to have the vav after the mem. To teach us, vav is 6, that the appropriate time to begin offering the Paschal sacrifice is after the 6th hour. Which means, as we get into the afternoon, the day starts at approximately 6 a.m. on a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day. So now it's after the 12, after the 6th hour, so it's after 12. Verse 4, Vaydaber Moshe, so Moshe conveyed El Bnei Yisrael to the children of Israel, Laseis HaPosach, that they should bring the Paschal offering. Rashi Vaydaber Moshe 4, Ma Tamad Lemer. What does this verse tell us that we don't already know? Valikvar Nemer already says Vaydaber Moshe Smadei Hashem. Moshe spoke about all the festivals. Here God is saying, bring the Paschal sacrifice. What else is new? This was already taught earlier. Of course you bring the Paschal sacrifice. That's what Jews do on Erev Pesach. Elo Kishashoma Parshas Meyadim Misinai Amorolahem. The answer is a very important lesson. When Moshe heard the portion of the festivals at Mount Sinai, he taught it to them as he taught them everything. But now, that they're approaching that season. It's now Nisan. He's repeating it. And this teaches us that as we enter into a festival season, we have to prepare for the festival. And Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, the halacha is that 30 days before every festival, we review the laws of that festival. Verse 5, so we read that Vayasu es HaPesach, that the Jewish people observed and did and brought the Paschal offering Barishan in the first month, Bar Basayim LaChedesh in the 14th day of that month, Bein Arbayim in the afternoon, Bimid Bar Sinai in the wilderness, Kechel, according to all the detailed laws, Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, which God commanded Moshe, Kein Osu B'nei Yisrael, that's exactly what the Jewish people did. They did as they were commanded. They didn't ask a lot of questions. Verse 6. Now the Torah tells us a story. Vayehi anoshim, there were a group of people, a small group of people, not the entire Jewish people, because if it was the entire Jewish people, we just learned in Rashi, they could have brought it in a state of impurity. But there were only a few people. Asher hoyu tmeyim lenefesh odom, who were impure due to the fact that they had encountered a corpse. They touched a dead person. They were exposed to death. And therefore, they were unable to bring the Paschal sacrifice that day because it takes time. You have to go through the sprinkling of the red heifer. It takes the third day, the seventh day. It's a process. Or as they say in Australia, it's a process. So this group of people approached Lifnei Moshe, Lifnei Aaron, Bayemahu. As Rashi says, they approached Moshe and Aaron, who were in the house of study debating Torah, and they approached them together, and they posed the question, what should we do? We're not chopped liver, we're Jews too. We want to bring the Paschal sacrifice. Unfortunately, we have been exposed to death, and we don't have enough time to purify ourselves. Verse 6, famous Rashi, the Rebbe actually comments on this Rashi. Lifnei Moshe v'lifnei Aaron, kishishneim, yeshmim v'beis ha-medrash bo'ush elom. How is it that they came to Moshe and then they came to Aaron? Well, they came to Moshe, they didn't like his answers, so they went to Aaron. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to come to one rabbi. If you don't like his answer, you go to another rabbi. That's called rabbi shopping. The answer is they were both sitting together. Moshe and Aaron were sitting together in the lecture hall. It's not possible to say it was sequential. First Moshe and then Aaron. Because if Moshe didn't know what Moshe says, I'm sorry, I don't know. So they figured Aaron knows. Aaron Menayinle. How would Aaron know? Everything Aaron knew, he knew from Moshe. There is a fantastic Balaturim here. The Balaturim explains who these people were, because it sounds like these people were a bunch of hooligans. They were bad people. They were not pure. And now they're coming, Johnny come lately. We want to know. These were great people. Says the Balaturim, Anoshim Asher Hoyu Tmeim Lenefesh Adam. Who were these people? And who was the corpse they were exposed to? So the Baal Turim tells us from the oral law that these words, Anoshim Asher Hayut Meyim Lenefesh Adam, men who are impure due to exposure to death, have the numerical value of Elu Shayunesim Arene Shel Yosef. These were the devoted, dedicated Jews who were carrying the coffin of Yosef, while all the other Jews were busy carrying their money and the gold and silver. These were people who carried day after day, Yosef's coffin. These were righteous people. And therefore, they were bothered by the fact that according to halacha, they would have to wait 7 days and they didn't have advance notice. They had to get purified. So these people were great people. And therefore, they merited to bring down a new law. And that's the law of the makeup day of Pesach Sheni. Verse 7, so those people said to him, to Moshe, Anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam. The story is that we have become impure, we have been exposed to Nefesh Adam, to a corpse. Lama Nigora, why should we be excluded? And the Rebbe often talked about the fact that every Jewish soul, every Jewish child deep down cries and says, Lama Nigora, why should I be persecuted? Why should I be kept back? I want an education too. I want to learn Torah too. Lama Nigora, just because I happen to be in the middle of nowhere, just because I am from an assimilated family, just because my parents don't know, that's why I should be excluded? I'm a Jew too. Lama Nigora, why should we be excluded? Levilti Hakriv, not be permitted to offer. As Korban Hashem, the offering of God, the Paschal sacrifice is known as the sacrifice. Bimoado in its right time, Besoch B'nei Yisrael, within the Jewish people. We're Jews too. We're as Jewish as the next guy. We don't want to be excluded. 7 Rashi, Lama Nigora, Amar Lahem, he said, Ein Kadoshim Krevim B'tumah. He said, listen guys, it's just the way it is. Holy sacrifices cannot be offered in a state of impurity. Amru Lahem, so they said, Yizorek Hadam Aleinu B'keinim Teidim. Let them find Kohanim who will sprinkle the blood for us. Let them find people who are pure. Let them eat for us. At least the sacrifice will be done for our behalf, on our behalf. Amar Lahem, he said, you know what? This is getting too complicated. Imdu v'eshmo. Let me check with Hashem. Now, what's fantastic here is that Moshe said, let me check with Hashem. Kitalmid, like a student, hamuftach l'shmaya b'pi rabbi, who is sure that his rabbi will give him the answer. Good morning. Welcome. Ashrei yelud isha shekach muftach. Fortunate is a person who is a human being, born of a woman, meaning a human being, not an angel, who is so certain that Hashem will speak to him. Shekolzman shayoreitza, that any time that he wants, hayim edabirim ashchina, he would speak to Hashem. Uru'uya haysa parshazu, leheyomer ayde meisha, kishar ka'ateda kula. Now, Rashi tells us from Gemara Sanhedrin, a different story. That this portion, which portion? The portion of Pesach Sheni, that there's a makeup day. That on the 14th day of Iyar, you can do the Paschal sacrifice as well. This portion should have been written, should have been part of the Torah. Why is this something that Moshe didn't know? We find that there are two things in the Torah that were revealed through question and answer. Only two things. One is this story, and here we have the new law of the makeup day for the Pesach sacrifice, and the other is the law of inheritance of land for women when there are no sons. Benos Tzlopchad, the daughters of Tzlopchad. These are the only two laws which came by question, and Moshe said, good question, let me check with the boss. So the question is why? Did God forget to teach Moshe? Did Moshe forget he learned it? What happened there? Chas v'sholem to say that. Elo, shezochu elu, these people, in this case, these people who carried the coffin of Yosef, in the case of the daughters of Tzlopchad, these righteous Jewish women, they had a tremendous merit, sheti omar al yedehem, that the law should be revealed through them. Why? Because they were special people. Because they were very spiritually great. They were giants. Because good things are brought about by good people. These were very good people. And the same is said about the daughters of Tzlopchad. So what does Moshe say in verse 8? Vayomer aleihem Moshe, Moshe says to them, Imdu, stay right here, don't go away. Go into Starbucks. They had a Starbucks there in the desert. Have a cup of coffee, and I'll let you know, Mayitzava Hashem Lachem, what God will command to you. Here comes the new revelation, Pesach Sheni law. Daber Hashem al Moshe Lamer 9, and God speaks to Moshe saying, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lamer, speak to the children of Israel saying, this is the new law. What's that? Ish ki yetomei lo nefesh, any man who will be impure because he will be exposed to a corpse, or there's an additional law which was not applicable in the desert, because all the Jewish people were in the desert, but was applicable later in Israel. Someone who was out of town, Bederech Recheika, was far away. Lachem, whether in your era, Eila Deiresechem, or in future generations, Yosef Pesach Hashem, he has another opportunity to still bring a Pesach sacrifice, and that is 1 month later, on the 14th day of Iyar, Pesach Sheni. It's not Passover. We don't have a Seder. We don't have to get rid of all the matzah. We don't keep 7 days. But there's an opportunity to bring a makeup sacrifice, a second chance. It's never too late to connect to God. Verse 10, Ei bederech recheika, nokod olav der adats, to teach you leish recheika batei. It doesn't necessarily mean that a person has to be X amount of miles away from Jerusalem. If a person simply was not in the right space during the time of the offering, he still can qualify to bring a makeup sacrifice. Now he says that Pesach Sheni, what's unique about the second Paschal sacrifice, the makeup, is matzah, the chometz, imei babayis. You have matzah, because with the second sacrifice, you also need matzah, but you can also have bagels and bialis. You can have pizza right there. Matzah, v'chometz, imei babayis. You can have matzah, and you can have chometz as well, because this is not the first Pesach. This is a makeup Pesach. Matzah you have to have. V'ein olav shem yomtiv, and there's no prohibition. It's not called yomtiv, v'ein yisra chometz, ela imei bachelosi. You don't have the pizza right there. You wait until after the meal. But you don't have to remove the chometz from the house. Now here, there is a famous teaching brought down in the Pesach Sheni Hayom Yom, which is a book which was edited by the Rebbe, where he collected teachings from the previous Rebbe. And this is the teaching which he placed in the day of the 14th day of Iyar. And that is, that what do we learn from this? That if a Jew was impure, and we know what impure means today. People get involved in all kinds of stuff. Or was far away, and we know what far away is. And in this teaching, the previous Rebbe also quotes the word from verse 10, in the middle of the verse, Lachem, even to you, intentionally. It's not that by accident they got far away. They intentionally went far away. They were intentionally impure. In Jewish teaching, it's never too late. Or to quote the language, the verbiage of the Friedrich Rebbe, Nishtok in Farfaun. It's never too late. Good morning. You can come back. You can embrace Torah. You can embrace mitzvahs. You can embrace Judaism. And the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe was the architect of what we refer to today as the outreach, the Baal Tshuva movement. Because up to that point in time, people said, what? You walk away from Judaism, we'll change the locks. We don't want to talk to you. You're a goy. The previous Rebbe said, Chas v'sholom. It says, Nishto kin farfaun. It's never too late. Everyone is always welcome to come back. There's a second opportunity. We all have the Pesach Sheni opportunity in our lives. Very important teaching. Back to the text here. 11, B'chedesh HaSheni, this should be in month 2, which is Iyar. B'arba Asar Yem, on the 14th day, Beno Arbaim, in the afternoon. Yasu Esed, they shall make it. Al Matzeh Sumreinim Yechlu. You eat it with matzah, you eat it with bitter herbs, but you can have bagels for breakfast and pizza for dinner. Not a problem. You don't have to get rid of the chametz. You think they had pizza in the desert? Probably. Let them not leave anything over until morning of this Paschal sacrifice. Let them not break the bone. Let them follow all the traditional laws of the first Pesach. Now, can somebody just say, hey, you know what? I'm busy. I'm busy watching my favorite television program. I'm not going to go to the Beis HaMikdash to offer the Paschal sacrifice. I'll do it next month. If somebody is pure, and he's not away, the Chodolah since HaPesach. And he just says, hey, I'm not going to bother, especially since I can make up. That soul is cut off from his people. Ki, because Korban Hashem lehikir b'mayade, because he did not. He willfully and intentionally did not offer the sacrifice of God in its appropriate time. Cheta yiso ishahu, that man shall bear his sin. 14, Pesach, the Paschal sacrifice, is one of the most central cardinal precepts of Judaism. Every Jew has to bring a Paschal sacrifice, whether someone is born Jewish or someone becomes Jewish, a ger, a convert. If a convert will dwell with you, he too must offer a Paschal sacrifice to Hashem. According to the laws of Pesach, according to its ordinance, he must do exactly so. Chuka achas, one statue, yilachem, there shall be for you, v'lager, and for the convert, ule ezer haoretz, and for the homie. Every Jew has the same mitzvahs. 14, v'chiyogoritchem ger v'yosa pesach, says Rashi, when should the ger, when should the convert, bring the paschal offering on Pesach? In the right time. Yochel, I would think, kolam is gayer, that if somebody converts in December, or in October, Yaseh Pesach Miyad, they should immediately bring a Paschal sacrifice as their induction ritual? No. Talmud Leimer, Chuka Achas. One law. They bring the Paschal offering when we do. Elakach Mishmoy, V'chiyogur Itcham Ger. If a convert dwells with you, V'o'es Lases Pesach, and the time comes to bring the Pesach offering, Im Chaveda with his buddies, Kachuka, V'chamishpot Yaseh, he should follow the same rule as everyone follows. Just very quickly here. There's a Balaturim here. There are a bunch of Balaturims, but I'll just share one. That the Osa Pesach LaHashem Bachodesh Hasheni, he brings the Paschal offering to Hashem in the second month, verse 10 and verse 11. Why would the second month be connected to Pesach? The second month is Iyar. Pesach is over. The answer is because imagine there was a leap year. Then Iyar would be Nisan, because Nisan would be other. So therefore there is an innate connection between Iyar and Nisan. Furthermore, it was the 15th day of the month of Iyar that the manna began to fall from heaven. And therefore it would be appropriate to recall the Exodus, because the manna is specifically connected to the Exodus of Egypt, as it says in the Chumash. Let put away a jar of manna so that all future generations should know that when you came forth from Egypt, I sustained you with manna from heaven. Therefore it's appropriate for there to be a Paschal sacrifice sometimes on occasion in the month of Iyar. End of today's Chumash portion.